Good Wednesday evening, everyone. This is Jim Appel at OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at the market open this evening, but first we'll hear from Justin Lewis about how the grain markets fared today. Justin?
Good afternoon. We were lower today in the corn and soybean and slightly lower in the wheat futures markets today. With the front month corn, March corn down 7 3/4, while December of 13 was only down, it was actually up 0.25 cents. Look at the soybeans. March were down 14 3/4, while November was down 8. Kansas City March down 0.5, while July 13 was only down 0.25. If you notice, the majority of the trade today was focused on selling the front month and buying the back month. Now, over the past week or so, since the January 11th report, the opposite has been happening. The front months have been rallying, while the back months have been staying steady to even lower on some days. It'll be interesting to see as funds roll those positions, as they sell their long front month positions and buy the back months, what that happens in the new crop futures in all three, the corn, wheat, and soybeans. This lower move here in the soybean market really led the grain market today, as South America had better than forecasted or better than anticipated rain forecast on the midday weather models. They're looking for a little bit wetter in Argentina and Brazil both. It looks like the Argentina area is having the most problem, and it's not going to be significant rain to really fix their drought issue, but it will improve their soy moisture. It's going to slow down harvest a little bit, but overall it's going to help their overall condition. Here in the U.S., and particularly the wheat belt, it looks like Sunday through Thursday, we're going to have milder temperatures, so there's no threat of additional winter kill or dryness. As precipitation is forecast, it doesn't look like it's going to be anything more than an inch and probably pretty scattered, but adding that little bit of rain cooled off the wheat market today. Looking at the charts, the wheat's still below the 50-day moving average in July. It's about 40 cents below that. And so it looks like the overall general trend may still be down with lack of any big export news.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Turning to this evening's markets on this Wednesday evening, on the Kansas City Board of Trade, wheat for the March contract is trading at 828.5. That's down 1 3/4. The May contract is showing 837 3/4. That's down 2 3/4. And the December contract is at 868 even. That's down 4 1/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is trading for the March contract at 772 3/4. That's down 2. The May contract is showing 781 1/4. That's down 2.5. And the December contract is trading at 811 1/4. That's down 3. Corn on the Chicago Board of Trade this evening. The March contract is at 717 3/4. That's up 3. The May contract is 719 1/2. That's down 3 1/4. And the December contract is 589 even. That's down 1 1/4. Soybeans on the Chicago Board this evening. The March contract is 1434.5. That's down 2.5. The May contract is trading at 1423 3/4. That's down 3. And the November contract is $13 even. And that's down 3 3/4. That's it for your market open on this Wednesday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.